Hello, and welcome to Librarians and Leviathans. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Necropolitans, a Pathfinder campaign that goes wildly off the rails. Featuring Becca as Iris Rogstutter, Nathan as Jarl Bronson, Ollie as Makoa, and of course me, Shim, as the Dungeon Master. After a series of frankly silly nautical shenanigans, the undead adventurers arrive in the city of Azir and decide to steer clear of that whole lost city affair. Finally in control of their own fates, they begin the long, long walk across the continent in search of Jarl's master. Episode 33.
Oh, yes, time to prepare for it.
Right, are you in? Roll 20, you are.
Yes.
You may notice a slight change of scene.
Yeah, there's like four tiles revealed.
Yes. So, I thought this would be an excellent time for a spot of minor, there may be more later, but a sort of minor time travel.
Okay.
Flashback. At some point, I'm probably going to want to do actual background flashbacks for people. Sort of flesh out some of the like relationships with your organizations and that kind of thing. But let us go back to the point when you were doing various magical things in that metal room that turned out to be the teleport chamber. Dramatic magical stuff happens and you all fade out of reality. And Makoa finds himself floating, moving quite fast, but floating in a kind of void for a little while. It very much feels like nothing. But there is a sensation of something is moving towards him. He can't see it, but he can sort of sense it as he's traveling. And then he finds himself here. There is no sign of your companions.
Okay.
At the moment, there's you and there's a kind of, I'm going to call it a curtain, which is why you can only see four tiles.
Okay. Is this sort of like a, is this a curtain sort of on all sides, or is it just in front of me, or?
It's just in front of you. Like literally. There. So essentially you're you know, and stuff like Jumanji's not good on, you know, you get some films and stuff where there's that thing in the lookout and it's just like a house floating in space.
Yeah,
it's that kind of thing. You're on like a doorstep floating in space with a curtain in front of you.
Okay. Does the curtain go all the way to the floor?
Yes. It's a doorway that's filled with a curtain.
I can't sort of look under the curtain.
Oh, you can, yeah, you could sort of like prod it gently or whatever, and you see, you know, there's more what appears to be flagstones underneath.
Okay, I'm gonna sort of put my head to the floor and then just sort of lift the curtain a little bit. Just to have a look.
Oh, that's basically what you'll see. So there's more flagstones, each of them with sort of, you can definitely make out some kind of markings on them.
Okay. Can I hear anything at the moment from sort of inside this this place?
Make me a perception roll.
Okay.
Oh, I should point out, it is completely dark. Now, at this point, we've gone back in time, so you don't have any dancing lights with you. Obviously, you can see because you've got dark vision. But, yeah, so you're basically seeing it's this monochrome scene. Yeah. You've just got these, it's like, you know, in Moonlight or whatever, essentially.
Hmm. Yeah, and it'll be black and white for Star Vision. Okay.
Yeah, so there's nothing like sound of movement, voices, even wind, but you can hear something. It's mostly hearing, and again, it's partly that extra sense that you've got. You can hear what you're pretty confident is some kind of magic thing.
Okay.
Sorry, do you need more description of that? I'm not sure that's a very helpful description.
No. It's kind of like, I imagine if Makoa had skin, it'd be like sort of like, you know, skin prickly magic feel.
Yeah.
It's residual sort of magic in the air.
Exactly. It's a little bit like, it's almost like, you can tell it's not, but it's almost like you can hear a big log fire in the next room. That sort of sensation. It's definitely got direction. It's kind of off. I don't know if you can see if I click on the map in a black bit.
No.
Okay, it's off to your southwest from here.
Okay. What is this curtain made of?
Some kind of fibrous, very oddly slippery stuff. Like, it's actually quite hard to... Like, you can't dig into it at all. You just kind of... Somewhere, you know, like if you're trying to do stuff with jelly, it's that kind of thing. It's not jelly, but it's just kind of slipping around your hand as you try and move it around. I mean, it's got a definite edge, so it will presumably just sweep out the way. But when you try and touch it, it doesn't quite behave like cloth.
Damn, I wanted to steal it.
You can steal it.
Can I, like, steal this? What color is it?
At the moment, gray.
Grey. Is it a dark grey or a light grey?
It's... What would you like it to be? Let's have some player input.
A dark grey.
It's a dark grey.
Cool, I steal it.
Okay.
We're making a new cloak at some point.
Excellent. So, you work out, you know, obviously it's a little bit of a pain, but if you just pop open one of the, you know, you've all got bags and stuff. If you just pop open a bag and kind of feed the bottom into it, and then you can just rip it off from the attachments at the top. It doesn't rip. You can kind of like just snap off the attachments that are holding it to the gateway.
Okay. And it just, I can't believe I'm sort of like hallucinating. The first thing I've done is steal the curtain.
Yes.
It was a nice curtain. Okay. Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll then sort of slink into the doorway once I've got this.
I like how almost all the quotes are yours, by the way.
I know, because I say stupid shit all the time. I'm playing low whiz, so I'm really, really embracing that for once. Or trying to.
Yeah, well, because I know you quite often tend to see these quite cerebral kind of characters, so...
It's really hard not to.
And, I've been playing some pretty dense characters recently, and it is genuinely hard, isn't it?
Mm. Right, but yeah, and then once I've got this, I'm going to sort of slink into the doorway, sort of maybe like back to a wall, and sort of try and stealth through.
So I'll reveal a bit more first, because obviously with the curtain gone.
Now just make a stealth roll.
So you can see probably that much as soon as the curtain's gone. So there's something, like, your low vision didn't reveal it, but you can now see there's something on some kind of stepped pedestal sort of thing.
Okay, so I'm probably going to sort of slink along this wall here.
Okay, do you want to just move yourself?
I can't actually see myself.
Oh, sorry. Oh! What layer are you on? You're in GM info. That's terrible.
It's alright. I'll just slink down here. I'll put my health in. May become relevant, may not.
Okay, but, let me reveal more. I think actually you'd be able to see the entirety of this room at this point.
My dark vision is 120 feet.
Yeah. So.
It's the good stuff. Oh. Okay.
And you can see what the source of that magical what's it was.
Assume that's sort of the purple thing.
Yep.
Okay. So sort of I'm gonna survey the room. Do I see sort of anything possibly dangerous? Any sort of traps? Is there anyone here or anything that seems to be alive or something? Or
there's some sort of slightly odd shapes in the bottom corners.
What do they look like?
Sort of like slightly tentacled orbs hovering.
Okay. Do I have any idea what these might be?
Make me an arcana check.
Okay, let's give it a go. 19?
Yeah, some kind of constructs. You're not sure exactly what. They're not one you're particularly familiar with. But they appear to be pretty rudimentary constructs. Probably some kind of sentry thing. You're also well aware that you are moving as the knight right now.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to detect magic on this thing. Okay. And hopefully I'm out of range of hearing of those constructs.
Go for it.
So I will detect a magic.
Okay, the first thing that happens is that you detect magic. Let me just select magic areas for you.
So we were pretty damn close.
Like, literally everything you can see is magic.
In that square.
But if you look in other directions, all of that will also be magic.
Okay.
This is definitely magic. And there's, yeah, you can attempt the check to identify it if you wish.
Okay. Spellcraft or Arcana?
Either really. It's kind of a mixture of the two because it's a magic thing, but it's kind of almost got an active spell effect on it.
12 for Spellcraft.
Something transmutation-y.
Okay. What about the latent magic sort of in the air that's sort of filling everything?
So, more specifically, once you sort of calm down a little bit, you could say, because you realise you're very close to it, it's actually not in the air. It just looked that way for a minute. It's the entire floor.
Okay. The entire floor is magic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say there were sort of symbols on the floor?
There are symbols on the floor.
Is there any form of recurring pattern, or are they all completely different symbols?
Some of the symbols definitely look to be the same. I'm like just trying to see if I can pick a couple of examples now. Like this one is the same as this one, but it's not entirely regular.
Okay. Do I recognize the symbols at all? Or are they sort of some form of archaic language, or are they just symbols?
To be honest, they look like they may be more decorative than anything.
Okay.
They're not like the symbols you've seen elsewhere that were definitely writing.
Okay. What is the statue in the center?
It's something. It's kind of like a flower? Not quite, but that sort of thing. It's like a stylized representation of a massive four-petaled flower.
There you go.
Oh, just to clear up, there is not actually another door there.
There's not a door there. Okay, so there are...
That is just a wall.
There don't currently appear to be any exits to this place.
Indeed.
Other than sort of the entrance I came in. Okay. I am going to drape myself in my new cloak.
Good plan.
Because if those golems are some form of sentry, they will be used to seeing the material that is this cloak. Possibly.
And your current stealth roll does stand because you haven't actually used it for anything yet.
Boldly forth.
Okay, would you roll me a d8?
Okay. That's a 5.
I have just a sec. I should have had this list up before. Okay. There is a sudden burst of the air around you turns white. As a suddenly a, sort of a white cloud around you, in basically in a 5-foot square. And you glance down, you see that ice has crystallized on your robes.
That's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can feel when things are cold.
You can tell that it's cold.
But other than that?
Like, yeah. You're not completely unable to sense the idea of cold. It just doesn't... It's like it. You can... Your body tells you, essentially, it is cold. It's almost like, you know, sort of a mental heads-up display sort of thing.
Okay.
It's kind of a detached feeling.
Okay. Let's creep over this way.
Would you roll me a d8?
1.
Okay. Would you make me a reflex save?
Okay. 11.
11! Just a moment. Okay. No, not that one. Sorry, wrong thing. I thought I was so well organized. Okay. You take 3 points of force damage and you are hurled in. Oh, lucky man. You are hurled back there where another cloud of ice erupts around you.
Okay.
So
just give me a second.
However, as the thing. Went off there. It burst in a flash of light, and you briefly saw that there is actually some colour in this room.
Oh, where would the colour be? I thought this might be significant.
You can tell that it is colour. Would you like to do anything to, for example, create some light? You will also have noticed some movement.
Do the constructs react?
Yes, they have started moving towards the where that explosion was.
Cool. I'm just going to fold myself against this wall.
Mm-hmm.
And just wait.
Okay. So... So you're waiting this round. And so you see they're sort of drifting towards where that happened and kind of turning as they drift, as though sort of looking round. But they don't seem to have noticed you.
Okay.
Would you like to do anything this round?
No, I'm going to wait to see if they return to where they were. They're a bit too close for comfort.
Okay. So now they're here, hovering directly here, and then this one will you'll see sort of multiple little tiny rays of light sort of bead out of it in slightly different directions, each kind of moving independently. Think, you know, lasers. Sort of scanning this tile and the tiles around it. But none of them seems to have detected anything.
Okay.
Your turn.
I will wait again.
And this one will do the same. So it will start scanning this square, and the other one will start scanning a bit more broadly. So these lights that were on the floor will kind of come up and start sweeping the room a little bit. And do you want to make that stealth roll?
You had one job, Makoa.
Oh. Okay. You just... the cloak flutters slightly. Several of these beams suddenly zero in and sort of freeze on you for a moment. And they're sort of moving up and down as though scanning you. Do you want to make me a religion check?
Okay.
They appear to be scanning your health aura.
Oh dear. Are these like medical drones?
The second one turns and also starts scanning you, and these many beams just go, you know, all over you. And then in the squares next to you, and then turn slowly further away. And the drones shut off the lights and start slowly drifting back.
So it appears they can't see dead things. Ooh. That was close. Okay, if I try and do some traveling now, sort of along here, is that going to trigger every single one along the way?
To make a perception roll.
Okay.
Just going to pop your belt out for a second.
Eight.
Okay, you're pretty sure in that brief flash you caught that all of that area was kind of uniform, but that in the corner of your eye towards the east, you glimpsed something slightly different?
Okay. Right, now that the robots have sort of reset their position, I'll cast a dancing lights over here.
Okay. So I'll create a dancing lights for you.
Yes, please.
It's 34.
I think it's 20 and then 40.
All yours.
Thank you. I'll put it there.
For what it's worth, there is no reaction from the sentries.
Okay.
Okay. So
there-ish.
Here's what happens. To make my own life easy, I am going to reveal one I prepared earlier.
Oh, okay. Ah. Okay.
There you go. That is what you see.
Okay, let's try this green square.
Okay. You get a faint sense of magic, but nothing actually happens.
Okay, continuing on.
Ditto. Yep, fine. Yep.
Is that another sentry?
Oh, ignore it.
Okay. It's just like, it's bringing friends.
No, no friends.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. You can feel like something is happening as you tread in each of these tiles. And okay. They're all, like, when you trod in the other ones before, you know, each of them, like, the symbol lit up in some way. And these are all doing the same thing, but there's not any kind of bursts of anything happening.
Okay, there's not some horrible reaction going on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's... And what's in here?
Okay, and it is... It's an alcove, and it's not actually full of bones. There is some sort of slightly odd metallic framework around it. And you've got Detect Magic up, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for what it's worth, you would also have been able to work out as you went through here, the things you've been stepping on. Have had sort of universal magic auras.
Okay.
This thing here has a transmutation aura. You can make a spellcraft check if you wish.
Okay. 13.
Transmutation.
Okay. So is it sort of like a little room or something? Or
yeah, it's like a room. It gives the impression of something that's intended to be stepped into.
Okay, I'm going to sort of like put a foot in.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Like I'm testing the water. And then I'll just sort of give it a go.
Okay. And you flicker.
Oh.
You're here now.
Okay. No, I don't want to do that. Stop the car. What are you doing?
For what it's worth, there is a reason that this puzzle is extremely easy.
No, it's fine.
I'm
going to step onto this platform.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any ill magical effects from me stepping on this platform?
Roll me a d8.
Four.
You feel a crushing pain in your mind and a sudden urge to step back onto the square you're on.
Okay, let's. Yeah, we're doing that.
You have taken 3 points of damage.
Okay, this sentry is in the way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out my spear and I'm going to scrape it along this pillar.
Mm-hmm.
Just scrape the tip along to sort of create a noise.
It goes to investigate.
And that goes through here.
Boom! You vanish.
Nice.
It's not over yet.
No, no. Oh.
You're there.
What's this star-shaped one?
Yeah. Ignore that, that's for me.
Okay.
It's to remind me where you teleport.
Okay, I'm going to try and touch this magical object.
Okay. You touch it and a kind of purplish flame kind of rolls into your hand. And it kind of rolls around in an odd way. Like if you rotate your hand, it'll rotate so it's always hovering just above it.
Okay.
Like you can do some quite groovy tricks with it.
What happens if I throw it?
You gonna try?
Yeah, I'll throw it at this pillar.
Okay. You throw it at the pillar and there is a burst of purple fire in about a 5-foot radius. And power crackles through the all those tiles and the fire dances on them for a moment and then fades out. And of course, wum 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 wum. Wum 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 wum.
Okay. I haven't identified what that flower thing is in the centre, have I?
No.
What colour is the flower thing in the centre?
That is actually that actual bit should actually be probably just grey or white.
Okay. I'm going to touch the object again.
Okay, more fire creeps into your hand.
And then I'm going to step into here. Because that's another save spot, I believe.
Okay, yes. There is some kind of statue next to you. It's kind of stylized, not sure exactly what it is, but it's some sort of large, powerful-looking creature.
Okay. Does anything happen when I step onto this tile?
Not when you step onto the tile.
What about if I step back to this tile again?
Also nothing.
Okay, I'll step back here again, and I'm going to touch the statue.
Which with hand?
Fire hand.
Okay, the fire leaps into the statue. It flows into the thing's mouth, and then the whole statue suddenly burns with this purple fire. You're here.
Touch the object again.
Yeah, you've actually still got purple fire on you.
Oh, I've still got the purple fire. Okay, what if I touch it again? Do I get more purple fire?
You can have purple fire in both hands.
Oh, yes. Twice the purple fire. Okay. Now I'm going to touch this statue.
Okay, same thing. It lights up. You bamf. You bamf.
Thinking I'm going to touch the statue.
Burning, burning, burning.
Now, what do I do here?
Could be anything, really.
I think I'm going to touch the statue.
This one's a trick question. You die.
Oh, okay. Oh no, damn. Again?
Oh well, it was a good campaign.
No, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, nice playing with you.
It's good. No. Good luck, lasted. See you later.
Right. Yes. And the floor changes again.
Okay.
So all these statues are now burning.
Okay.
Move your thing. And yeah, you can see the path in front of you.
Okay, bear with. This is approximately 300 foot worth of dedication here.
I appreciate it.
That's all right. There are longer sections where I can just sort of cheat a little bit. So much easier. I'll be honest, I was doing it 5 foot at a time.
Mm.
Okay, I underestimated. It is 420 foot worth of dedication.
Oh, that is beautiful.
All I'm going to say is 420 foot blaze it. Because no, Makoa's not a druggie.
Yeah.
No, Makoa's not into drugs, but I will blaze this plant with purple fire.
Excellent. You touch the plant with purple fire, it lights up, and the petals unfurl, revealing a portal.
Is it sort of like a portal in the floor?
Yeah.
I'm going to dip a foot in.
Okay, it feels portally. Ripples gently.
I'm going to do anything I can do and stick my head in.
Okay. You are suddenly sucked through it. And you find yourself fuzzily in a huge chamber with a sort of feeling like you're wrapped in bubble wrap. And Makoa and Iris are outside.
There's another me?
No. Sorry, with Jarl and Iris are outside.
There we go. And that's the bubble wrap that we felt before, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that's what happened to you in your transition. Do you have any theories?
That was okay. So there's fire, me burning things. There's some form of medical drone stuff going on. I've got a new cape, I guess. Do I have my new cape?
You've got your new cape.
Still got my new cape.
You know, it's in your bag, so you know about it, but they just haven't noticed it.
Have I still got fire?
No.
No, fire's got down. Okay.
It was consumed in opening the flower.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. I ain't got a clue. There's a flower that I need to open with purple magic.
Oh, don't worry too much about the actual mechanics of that. There's a reason why this is there. Think about everything else that's happened as you've been going down here.
So this is like the purple fire. Is that supposed to be like sort of dark fire, like sort of dark sort of negative energy power that's sort of opening up something that might turn into something beautiful and transport us to something completely different as a different sort of stage in our life, if you will, or unlife.
That's an excellent idea. I wish I'd thought of that.
So that means it's not that, and it's
just,
it's
simpler than
unless
that.
Unless we need to sort of burn some shit down to get to our objective.
That's probably going to happen anyway, to be honest. So far you've had a bunch of snake seal jewels at the entrance. There was the exploding tile puzzle that Joel did. There's the trap full of spears. There's the ceiling, the floor that you had to put magic into. And then there's this.
Okay, so lots of symbols, and we've met some constructs along the way as well, haven't we?
It's true.
Some constructy things. Okay.
It's less complicated than that, honestly.
Watch where you're stepping.
Yeah, true.
Um, I don't know.
So this is another stage in the security measures.
Okay. Yeah. So this is something you've got to like pass to get through. Okay.
Yeah. And everything you've encountered so far has been security measures designed. Well, you can probably work out designed to make sure that a specific enemy don't get through.
Okay. So this is kind of like skipping forward a bit, but the grey things that we know that are other enemies, are they large sized?
They are.
Yes, they wouldn't be able to step on these tiny little tiles.
That's part of it.
And also they're alive.
That's another part of it.
The drones would go after them.
There's a third thing you can deduce from this puzzle.
They would be relying on dark vision and wouldn't actually be able to see the colour.
That's one possibility.
They're stupid.
Well, okay, that's good. That's a good answer. Red and green.
They're colorblind?
Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah, basically each of you has a little one of these things. And the idea is that whenever anyone uses that teleport room, they all transition through a different space. So that if one of these things somehow does make it through, it can't tell other people how to get through. Because if it somehow makes it through and makes it back, and it tells the next creature that solution, you know, trying to repeat exactly what it did won't work.
Okay.
And each of the things is designed to test a particular thing that these creatures aren't good at. So yeah, in this case, color vision, because they've got no way of knowing apart from trial and error which of these tiles is safe. So even if they look out a few times, considering what they've got to do.
They've got a long way to go.
Yeah, they've got to go all across the whole room multiple times, basically. Whereas for you, it's like, I will walk along the path. And of course, anytime you set off the things, you get the drones. They're not medical drones. No, they are not friends.
Oh, okay.
Those are not drone friends.
They're just searching for signs of life.
Yes. But they scan for movement, and then they scan your health aura to see whether or not your health aura matches their master's.
Okay.
And you return a, you know, NAN. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Nathan got a different puzzle. And Iris will get a different puzzle again. Now, I need to work out what your perk is that you get for completing this. I'll get back to you on that. Everyone's getting a tiny perk. Because I like giving people stuff. Like Nathan, partly I gave him the object reading because he used it earlier in the campaign, and as a wizard he doesn't have it. I was like, I'm just going to make my life easier by giving him a reason to have that ability.
Did he start as an occultist? I can't remember.
Yeah, he was an ectoplasmatist.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah, so a bit of a radical transformation.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it works.
Well, that seems to be a good place to pause for now. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Librarians and Leviathans. You can find us, should you want, at librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. Hyphenated, because we're not barbarians. Watch out for the glyphs of wording, obviously. The Pathfinder role-playing game is property of Paizo Publishing. The music for the podcast is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetna, and the episode theme is Constancy, Part 3, by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.